That calls for a celebration, I'm telling you. Don't worry, I know the devil is running his mouth, but I'm telling you, it calls for a celebration. When you understand this thing spiritually, you say, Satan, run your mouth all you want to. The God that rejected you chose me. All the rejection we suffer, all the loneliness we suffer is coming from us not understanding these blessings, these treasures. Because Satan is always trying to back you down to your money or who didn't call you back or who said what. He don't want you to know that you are a chosen vessel. Hallelujah. That's where you get your praise breaks from. Life is on your mind. The enemy is barraging you. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit whispers some sweet something in your heart. Hey. And you go from being under siege to say, hey, wait a minute. Thank you, Lord. I told you that's what happened to me. I'm thinking about this one rejecting me. This one ignoring me. This one not inviting me. This one not giving me this. And God said, don't you know it was me that was keeping them from you because they don't fit. Huh? They don't fit your destiny. How I went from being upset to repenting. I preached it to you last week, but have you repented? Or after you heard me, you are still leading on your captives. Sometimes, as men, you're going after this woman. You're going after her. You believe that she's the one. But for some reason, she's not interested. And then you force your way. And then after you get it, you start looking around, who would deliver me from what I have just done to myself? Amen. God was telling you she don't fit. Amen. She don't fit. The first conversion that has to happen is that you know that it's God that's drawing people and sending people away. I've told you, I've run into people that left this church years ago, wishing me evil, saying all manner of things. And then when they see me, they're expecting me to be angry or to have an attitude or to ignore them. But instead, I'm saying, hey, and they're confused. I said, I've been celebrating your departure. Hallelujah. My God. I am not trying to be cruel. Eh? Church was packed. And we had people in the overflow. Eh? And I get no money. And troubles everywhere. And the women were fighting each other. And crazy things were happening. And God came out of the clear blues and just went. And I thought, the worst thing has happened to me. And I look up, my money didn't go down. Instead, it went up. And I look up, Eagle One is here. Hallelujah. And I look up, Eagle Two is about to show. Hallelujah. I said, I'm celebrating that you left me because you were hindering God from blessing me. Hallelujah. I didn't know your strife was keeping the glory. We used to have services where I would come, I have to restart the worship, trying to get a flow to go. And now I can walk in and just flow away. Why shouldn't I be celebrating? Look at what God just said to me. And he said, I've been doing the same for you, but your pride won't let you see it. You're so stuck on them leaving. You're so stuck on them doing this and that. But yet you don't see that I'm blessing you now. More than I did. I don't know why some of you are so stuck on your natural family that you're trying to miss your destiny. So you want to end up with turkeys, frustrated. He says, all that the Father has given to me. Hey, may God revolutionize your concept of relationships.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine how the love of God will move in this church if we start looking at each other as people that God sent? How our attitudes will change. I told you that the first group are destiny helpers. They fit God's agenda in your life. They're supposed to produce something. Help produce something in you. The encouragers. No matter how bad things are, they have something good to say. Even when you want to slap them in the mouth because you don't need that word of encouragement, you want them to join you in your pity party, and they just refuse. That's your destiny. Help us. Even though your amen is not strong enough because you don't like them, but those are your destiny helpers. I keep saying it. And one day you start saying, you know, Lord, I thank you for, and start there. Just start by saying, Lord, I thank you for so-so and so.
Amen.
Even though I want to bust their lips, but I thank you for them. Thank you that you're using them.
Yeah.
Oh, look at what he just said to me. This is how you know destiny helpers. No matter what you say and do, they won't leave. You've said enough. You've acted out enough. But yet they keep calling. You don't want to answer the phone. I said, God, I have told them. Why do they keep calling me? Ooh, hallelujah. I don't think I need to preach something else today. I need to keep working this thing. Glory to God. Listen, I'll keep giving you that list. He said, all that, go to 37 again. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. You see, this is what happens when you understand what he understood. And I'm about to shock you. Watch. He says, and him that cometh to me, I will. He said, I will in no wise cast out. Why? The Father chose you. And I have to deal with whatever he chose. Come on, you see what he's saying? Is it in red in your Bible? Is Jesus saying that? He said that whoever the Father says, I will in no wise. In other words, whatever happens, no matter what you do, I'll have to find grace to work with it. When I finish, all of us will come to the altar and repent. Because none of us know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, now watch. He said, now, the reason I will not cast them out, he tells you why. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will. You didn't come down from heaven. You came from Bankhead. That's why you are still stuck on doing your own will. You say, I came down from heaven not to do my own will. That's what you and I are struggling with. I came down here to do the will of him that sent me. When you look at the mysteries, it is so powerful on so many levels. He says, You know, you say he came from heaven. He humbled himself. He had to do all of that. We, he came and saved us and brought us out of what we were in into his kingdom. But we didn't know that he brought us in to do his will.
Amen.
He didn't bring us in to do our will.
Come on now, preach. Yeah.
So that's why you act as if you are the authority. When God is the authority. So when you're told to take the wrong, you laugh about it because that is nowhere in your heart or desire or in any way as part of your strategy. I don't know what getting even gives you except that feeling. And that feeling is not really yours, but these are demons that have attached themselves to you all these years. So I didn't come to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. The will of him that sent me. Wow. He said, now, this is the crux of relationships. So then I maintain relationships until I see why God put them there.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to skip the second category of people I want to talk about and talk about this group. There are people God positioned in our lives to help us develop the fruits of the Spirit.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Okay. You don't have to be depressed. Say amen.
Amen.
You need the fruit of the Spirit to live eternally with Him. You need the fruit of the Spirit to maintain everything God has done for you. And when God sees that reading the Bible and the Holy Spirit talking to you is not getting it done, then they will send somebody. Some people are downright enemies. But God still sent them. Hallelujah. I looked over there, and Kayla was looking at me like, you are not serious, are you? Yeah, I am. I've experienced all these things. Watch. He said to ask you this question when I do this message. He says, all that the Father has chosen for me, I receive them. And I don't reject them. He said to ask you, how many of you will be putting together your ministry team? And the Father said, now, I'm going to give you one devil. He didn't say, I'm going to give you one person with some attitude. He said, this guy is the devil, and you need to receive him. He said, which one of you will pass that test? So some of these destiny helpers are enemies.
Amen.
Okay, now watch. I know that in America, we try to brand spiritual things that are painful and hurtful, we try to find a reason, like the preacher I heard preaching, that Joseph should have learned to keep his mouth shut. You don't tell your dreams to everybody. I say, yeah, it's because you're in America. And anybody can get up and start preaching whatever. I said, then tell me how you reposition him from being the favorite child of his father, wearing the coat of many colors. How would you get him to Egypt?
Amen.
God had to find destiny helpers in the hatred of his siblings.
Mm.
But when you read it, you ignore it because you don't want to identify with the pain. But tell me, how would have Joseph gotten to Egypt if not that his brothers hated him? God hasn't changed. He makes big promises, but he don't tell you your path to them.
Glory.
Joseph dreamt that, you know, all his brother's sheaves were bowing down to him. Ooh. It's just like some of the things I'm telling you. 100,000 people will go down as I rave, you know. Oh, I will take a box of food and multiply. Hallelujah. That's where you're going. But the path to it is treacherous. So much pain. So many challenges. Storms that I'm weathering while I'm preaching to you. Why do people fast and pray to hear from God? And then after they heard, they assume that hearing from God means it's happening. You are told where you are going. But the journey hadn't even started, so stop making noise. Watch. This is what I celebrate. Everything Joseph's brothers did to keep his dream from coming to pass was what fulfilled it. Lord, help me celebrate my haters. Celebrate my enemies. Celebrate those that are trying to bury me. They said, let's kill him. Let us see what will become of his dream. And the eldest brother intervened and said, no, let's not kill him. Let's throw him in the pit. He was thinking that later on he will come and deliver him. Mm-hmm. But instead, they sold him to Ishmaelite.
Yeah.
One moment, the Bible tells you Ishmaelite. You know, I told you there's some things that happen, and they'll go and connect with generational bitterness. Yeah. Ishmaelite, my daddy, my great-granddaddy, grew up in the same house with Ishmael. And now his descendants are the ones that just bought me. What pain. So we read these things, we don't enter into the pain of it. You go from your father's favorite kid, and all of a sudden, you are on a slave block. Come on. And they're going, okay. We can get a good work out of him. How much would you give me for him? The question is, Lord, what happened to my dream? I thought you told me that they would be bowing down. And the people you said that would be bowing down to me are the people that just sold me. But God set them there to get them to Egypt. So when I'm telling people, I'm celebrating your departure, I'm not saying something mean. No, I'm for real, I am celebrating. Because I hadn't found what I found until they left me. Hallelujah. But how much pain can you take? You are sold into slavery. You go into Potiphar's house. God starts blessing Potiphar. Here comes his wife. And then you are falsely accused. You are thrown in jail.
Amen.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Then you start questioning, did I hear from God?
Come on now.
He said, to ask you again, which one of you will accept Judas from the Father? He made it plain. He said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Would you hire a devil in the business? And God said, now accept this. but he's the devil. Keep an eye on him. But he's supposed to bring some things in here. You have to allow God to do his thing. That's how you find the realm of the supernatural. I know the amen will not be strong because I'm saying some heavy things, but watch it out. He said, I will prepare a table before you. In the? But then if you run away every enemy, then where will God set up the table? Because sometimes I'm thinking about that guy next to you all. Is that who he is? Because, you're praying for deliverance. But it looks like God is not answering. He let them keep doing their stuff. He said, I'll prepare a table before you. In the presence. My God. Lord, help me to survive them until you set up the table. That should be our prayers. Huh? And the Bible says in the book of Psalms that the word of God tried Joseph. He didn't mention his brothers. He told them when they reunited, he said, I know you meant it for evil. You see, there's no confusion. I'm saying that to help some of you. You are thinking they didn't mean to do you. They meant it. It's just that in their meaning, they meant it. I know it's not good English, but I'm trying to make the effect. In their meaning it. It was God using their hatred to reposition me. Beloved, are you mining this gold mine? This is treasure from the Word of God. We have all suffered in relationships. The difference is that most of us have had a negative response to the things that people may have done, not knowing that the hand of God is behind the scene, working out these treasures. How would you reposition Joseph from being the favorite son of the father in the promised land to Egypt for him to become the prime minister? God used the hatred, the resentment, the wickedness of his siblings to get it done. When you understand these things, you change your attitude and start celebrating the presence of the wicked in your life. Huh? Where would God set up the table in the presence of your enemies if you don't have them? That's why many of you have not entered into your glory and grace, because you abandon ship, you bolt out in anger and rebellion and don't finish the process of God. That's the testimony I was given. My transition from my old church into this ministry was fraught with all kinds of things and lies spoken about me and all kinds of craziness. I finished the process. I left with the blessing. And God has honored and blessed me through the years. But Jesus said, when I bless you, there will be persecution with it. There are many people that don't think that my breakthrough is legitimate. That's all part of the process. I will never expect them to sing any praise. But those who know, those who are close, can see the mighty hand of God, the grace of God, making impossibility possible. You cannot explain what God has done naturally. It's impossible. A church our size, doing all these amazing things around the world. As I mentioned yesterday, just came from Kenya, seeing the facilities we've been able to help build there. The solar panel system going in right now, the hospital in Nigeria. We just paid for that.
That's why you support the voice of resurrection. I appreciate my brother out of Texas doing life today, James Robinson, but we are doing life all over the world too. Yeah, we might not be on national television, but you can support the voice of resurrection. Yes, we are doing the hospitals, we are drilling the wells, we are doing those things. It's just that we don't have people supporting us. We are doing it by faith and from the resources we have in-house. But it's time for you to lend your support to the voice of resurrection. Look at the testimony from TBN Africa. Maybe they put it on for you to see, where even the network is challenging people to watch the voice of resurrection, for their fire for God to be ignited, for them to be revived, for depression to leave them. I don't know what else he says, but that's a testimony that this voice of resurrection is getting the job done in all these countries. I just testified, I went through security in Kenya, and the security officer said, "Aren't you that YouTube preacher? People are watching, they're hearing. God is changing lives." Support the voice of resurrection today. Don't delay anymore. Your seed will produce great fruit across the earth. I don't know how many countries TBN Africa goes to. I used to say 62, some say it's 40-something. It doesn't matter, even if it's 10. Even if it's 42 countries, that's enough. I can sit here in this studio. I was amazed. I was in Kenya, and I'm watching myself sitting on this chair. I said, "Wow, this stuff is amazing." They're 8 hours ahead. Wow. God is good. All the information are there on your screen. It's all there, the right or left. I don't know which one. Use any one of them. You will contact the supernatural. You will see that this same grace propelling this ministry around the world will begin to work in your life. May God heal you. May your seed produce miracles in your life. I pray for you now to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and act on your faith today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.